is best of all. The National Broadcasting Company presents Best of All. This is Kenneth Banghart speaking, as we bring you another in a series of programs inspired each week by an outstanding composer or performer. Tonight we're going to meet one of the most interesting and challenging figures in the music world today, Giancarlo Menotti. We'll hear selections from his musical drama sung by Evelyn Lear, Cornell McNeil, Gloria Lane, Gene Grant, Virginia Copeland, and Andrew McKinley, with the orchestra directed by Skitch Henderson. And here is the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Kenneth Banghart, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, everybody. Tonight we have a program which I think truly deserves our title Best of All, because in a brief and brilliant career, Giancarlo Menotti certainly has established himself as a genius of the musical stage. More successfully than anyone else, at least of our time, he has created serious music for the stage, which we sorely needed. His operas or musical dramas have earned unlimited praise from the critics, but more than that, they have become popular with the public at large. They have been enjoyed by thousands of people who are not ordinarily interested in so-called serious music. He not only composes the music, but he writes the librettos, and certainly assists with the direction of works like The Medium, The Telephone, The Council, M. All, and The Night Visitors, and his current great smash success at the Broadway Theater here in New York, The Wonderful Saint of Bleecker Street.
And one of the most unforgettable moments in The Telephone by Giancarlo Menotti is the Hello aria, which is sung for us now by Evelyn Lear. In this scene, a society girl persists in talking on the phone, which is really her true love, even as her boyfriend keeps asking her questions. Here is the Hello aria from The Telephone, sung by Evelyn Lear.
Goodbye, my dear, goodbye. Yes, my goodbye, darling, goodbye.
The orchestra conducted by Skitch Henderson plays the Shepherd's Dance from a work which has become a traditional part of the Christmas season. Giancarlo Menotti's Armal and the Night Visitors. Skitch, of course, was at the opening night performance of The Saint of Bleecker Street at the Broadway Theater a few weeks ago, and after the final curtain, he went backstage, and excited backstage, by the way, and talked to the young theatrical producer Chandler Coles, who's been so closely identified with Giancarlo Menotti and his career. Let's go backstage with Skitch and chat with Chandler Coles.
I suppose most of the problems of any successful operation are all heaped upon the head of the producer, and Chandler Coles being a friend, I've taken it upon myself to ask him some questions tonight, not only about the problems of the current great hit here on Broadway, The Saint of Bleecker Street, but all the problems of producing a play with music. Is that what you call this now, Chandler?
Yes, this is a music drama. Carmen was originally dialogue with music, and then because they had to put it in a big opera house, they took all of the spoken recitatives and made it into song.
Whatever gave you the idea to work with Giancarlo on the various enterprises that you've had here on Broadway?
Well,
the courage, I should say.
Well, it isn't really a matter of courage so much as it is a matter of compulsion, and I'm compelled to do it by some mysterious force.
How does Giancarlo feel about this? Well, let's go back to the beginning, the medium and the telephone.
Well, I don't think he could get anyone to put it on in those days. I became interested in Giancarlo long before I ever met him through a mutual friend who approached me back in 1946 with the idea of trying to find someone who would put on this show called The Medium. And I was unsuccessful in finding anyone to do it, and then I became interested in the whole problem, and I read it, and I heard the music, and I persuaded my friend, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., to produce it with me on the theory that if we couldn't get anyone else to put it on, we'd do it. And that's how we really got started.
Mm-hmm. Was the initial performance successful by Broadway standards?
The initial production of The Medium was a disaster. Not artistically, but nobody came. And we lost all of our money in the first 5 weeks, all of our production money, and we all went out and tried to raise more to keep it going. And fortunately, we all believed that we would find an audience eventually for The Medium if we stuck it out long enough. But it did find its audience after 5 weeks, and then we were selling out for 8 months.
Let's talk about The Saint of Bleecker Street, which is playing now on Broadway. How long ago did you conceive the idea of doing The Saint of Bleecker Street?
Well, back in 1950, while we were rehearsing the Consul, Mr. Menotti told me the whole plot, as you see it now, without any of the details, but the whole theme of it, this whole conflict between faith and reason, he had all worked out even then.
And when did you start rehearsals here in New York?
We started to prepare it actually last April, when we really all said, all right, let's go. And it's taken from last April to the 26th of December to arrive at our opening night.
Chandler, I want to thank you for taking the time and trouble to talk to us about this great performance, which is playing right now on Broadway, The Saint of Bleecker Street. Thank you.
You are listening to Best of All, and tonight we're bringing you music by Giancarlo Menotti. Our vocalists are Evelyn Lear, Cornell McNeil, Gloria Lane, Gene Grant, Virginia Copeland, and Andrew McKinley, with the orchestra directed by Skitch Henderson. Part two will follow after a brief pause for station identification. Tuned for more of The Best of All over most NBC radio stations. Part two of Best of All. Tonight, our program of music by John Carlominati features Evelyn Lear, Cornell McNeil, Gloria Lane, Jean Grant, Virginia Copeland, and Andrew McKinley, with the orchestra conducted by Skitch Henderson. Along with Skitch, our guests are Chandler Coles, the theatrical producer, and our honored composer, Jean Carlominati. And here is Skitch. You have a word to say, I think.
Well, I have a bit of explanation about this interview. This was actually done backstage. And anybody who knows the pandemonium in the theater of opening night, as most of us do, can please bear with us about some of the excited phrases and maybe not intelligible words all the time. But this is an interview with Giancarlo, and we're just talking about happy things, obviously, because Bleecker Street was a success.
And it was an opening night, too.
Skitch, I have a real surprise for you tonight. I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Minotti himself, who has graciously consented to come over to the studio here. This is Mr. Henderson and Giancarlo Minotti.
Skitch, never met you before.
Oh, we've known each other a while, but it's mighty kind of Chandler to make the formal introduction. Giancarlo, have you been able to get a little rest now that Bleecker Street has opened?
What do you think?
Are you going to get some rest sometime?
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow for the Virgin Islands. I think the name just suits me.
It should be beautiful. Are you already planning on the forthcoming work? What shall it be? Maybe we'll get some advance information here.
I'm going to have an opera buffa. This is a comic opera.
Yeah.
Because everybody complains that my operas are much too gloomy. So I'm going to have something that, at least I hope, that people will laugh at my next work.
How do you feel about your works once they are staged? Do you still retain a fondness for them, or do you want to look on to other things?
Well, I can say that that after a premiere of my work, I hardly ever hear them again. I don't think I've ever watched a performance of my work after it was premiered. Actually, I see them up to the general rehearsal. After that, I cannot possibly sit through any of my works. Perhaps if I would be courageous enough to watch a whole performance of my works, I would find out what my worst faults are. But I'm not that courageous. So I finish my works, I baby them until the opening night, then I run away.
The Saint of Bleecker Street is now playing on Broadway for you, ladies and gentlemen, that live out far away from these sounds that we're giving you from New York. And I wonder, Mr. Minotti, how long did you actually spend with the company before the performance began here? When did you start with the singers, rehearsing actually?
Well, officially 6 weeks before the opening.
Officially 5 weeks, I
think. Oh, five weeks. Uh-huh. Unofficially. Much before that, just friendly. Mm-hmm. We were friendly rehearsals at home. Yeah. About 7 weeks, let us say.
Uh-huh. I want to thank you, Giancarlo, for taking the time out to talk to us tonight. I hope we'll do justice to your music this evening on this program and this tribute to you.
Well, I want to thank you for giving me a whole hour of your time, and I hope people will not get too bored with having Minotti for a whole hour.
Thank you, Giancarlo, and Kenneth, thank you for the microphone with that rather strange interview.
And one of the most dramatic moments in stage music takes place at the end of the first act of the console. Here, the husband says goodbye to his wife because he must hide from the secret police. Our singers are the mezzo-soprano Gloria Lane, soprano Jean Grant, and baritone Cornell McNeil.
Oh, Certainly one of the most exciting and challenging musical dramas created in recent times was The Medium. From that score, we hear a lullaby, The Old Black Swan. A lullaby which the girl sings to her mother as she recalls how her mother once sang it to her. Here is The Old Black Swan from The Medium, sung by Evelyn Lear. Another outstanding creation by Giancarlo Menotti was The Old Maid and the Thief. Here is the aria Letitia's Song, sung by Virginia Copeland.
Church. He takes all the money.
When Amal and the Night Visitors was first presented over television, Andrew McKinley created the part of King Kester. Mr. McKinley is going to tell us a little bit about this king. When Amal and the Night Visitors was first presented over television, Andrew McKinley created the part of King Kester. Mr. McKinley is going to tell us a little bit about this king.
Kester is one of the three kings following the Star of the East in search of the Christ child. They stop for the night in the hut of a poor shepherdess who has a son, Amal. Kester, who is eccentric, lovable, and deaf, always travels with his parrot and a mysterious box. Kester answers them all when he points to the box and says, "And what is this? This is my box, this is my box. I never travel without my box. In the first drawer I keep my magic stone, one carnelian against all evil and envy, one moonstone to make you sleep, one red coral to heal your wounds, one lapis lazuli against wart and fever, one small jasper to help you find water, one small topaz to soothe your eyes, one red rubies
protect you from lightning. This is my box, this is my box. I never travel without my box. In the second drawer I keep all my beads. Oh, how I love to play with these all kinds of beads. This is my box, this is my box. I never travel without my box. In the third drawer, in the third drawer, oh, little boy, oh, little boy, in the third drawer I keep licorice, licorice, black sweet licorice, black sweet licorice, have some.
From Giancarlo Minotti's Amahl and the Night Visitors, Andrew McKinley has brought us the box song. Amahl has, of course, become a classic, but it's interesting to note how popular the box song is with children all over our country. Mr. McKinley was telling me before we went on the air tonight that wherever he travels across the country on concert tours, children recognize him and sing at least a few bars to him. They're all familiar with King Casper and the delightful box song. And now we turn to another aria from Giancarlo Minotti's Amahl and the Night Visitors, the mother's aria. Tonight, Gloria Lane, well-known exponent of Minotti's music and currently appearing in the Saint of Bleecker Street, will sing the mother's aria. Gloria Lane.
Thank you.
From Giancarlo Minotti's current success, The Saint of Bleecker Street, we hear the aria, At Last the Hour Has Come, sung by Virginia Copeland. This is the moment just as the heroine becomes a bride of the church and is prepared to take up the life of a nun. Have been listening to Best of All. Tonight we've presented music by Giancarlo Minotti featuring Evelyn Lear, Cornell McNeil, Gloria Lane, Jean Grant, Virginia Copeland, and Andrew McKinley, with the orchestra conducted by Skitch Henderson. Tonight, the National Broadcasting Company is happy to congratulate station KVOO in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on its 30th anniversary of broadcasting. Throughout the years, KVOO has been one of the outstanding stations in the nation, bringing its listeners the finest in entertainment and public service. This is an NBC Radio Network production directed by Parker Gibbs. Portions of our program were transcribed. This is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to join us again next week for Best of All. This evening, Jose Iturbe joins the Telephone Hour on the NBC Radio Network.